Good morning, 8:11 here on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout a Friday edition of the program. And joining us as we do each and every Friday at this time, we have Charles Skank of Skank Insurance. Good morning, Charles. How are you doing?
I'm well, James. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, doing well. It's great to have you here in studio, and good to see you. I know I've been off here this last Friday and that sort of thing.
Yeah, so, I missed you.
Yeah, it's glad to be back. So what is our verse of the day?
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, it says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Ephesians 6, 12.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for that, Charles. So, you know, I was over driving around on 8th Street, and I saw some work over at the CCC Sculpture Garden, and I understand that you have a little bragging to do over there.
Yes, my daughter is in CCC. She's in the sculpture class, and she completed a sculpture there. If you drive by it, it's the Gumby. The Gumby character is her creation, and I actually drove by and looked at it on the way here this morning. It looks really cool, looks really nice. So I'm really, really proud of her.
Well, that is awesome, and that's one of our neat kind of sightseeing attractions there. And I mean, a lot of those are pretty big. You know, they're made out of wood, and I guess do they just like how do they cut those out? Do you know?
Yeah, chainsaws.
Chainsaw. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They use sanders to smooth it down, and she had the challenge of making a piece of wood look soft.
Sure.
You know, like Gumby, stretchable and everything. And you look at it, it looks just like you could just sort of move him around. So it's really amazing. Hers is now the tallest sculpture there. So it's really stands out when you go and look at it.
Well, that's great. Putting her mark here in Coffeyville. So that is really awesome. So I'll have to definitely check that out. So, hey, this is the first time in a long time that you've been here, and we're not in AEP season. You know, we've had our deadline come and go here. So
yes.
How did that feel to, you know, have a little more breathing room here a little bit, and
that's right,
wrapping up.
It's a great feeling. We really had a wonderful AEP. It was so good to see our clients, and I just want to take a minute to say thank you to our clients. I could not be more blessed to have the clients that we have. It was just great to catch up with them and see them, and I just felt their appreciation. I hope they feel my appreciation, because it just couldn't be what we are without them. And we have the best clients in the world. Very grateful for them.
Well, that is really good. And, you know, a chance to be able to see people that maybe you haven't seen for a year and that sort of thing. So that's always good. And so, you know, now that this is all past, you know, it's not going to be a little while until people can, you know, look at all this information again. But I know that we work with people year round is the thing.
We do. We do. And now we help people that are turning 65. People that are new to Medicare, a lot of times people think, well, that October the 15th through December 7th deadline is for me if I'm new to Medicare, but that's not for you. You have your own special window of time where you can get on Medicare without penalty or anything like that, and you don't have to have that window. So if you're turning 65 in 2024, keep us in mind, call us. Set up a time. We can look at your options with you. We can help you feel good. We can help you match what your employer coverage is the best that we can to match that with your coverage in Medicare. And so we specialize in making that transition from being an employee to a retiree as smooth as possible.
Well, that is a great reminder, Charles, and you know that you guys are here all the time for anyone who needs help on any of these items. So that is great. And I know you have some little more exciting news to share with us.
That's right. So 2 years ago, we bought the O'Reilly building in downtown Independence, what used to be O'Reilly's, and we intended to move there. And we had worked with an architect. We'd done a lot of work to prepare to renovate. We did demo work inside the building. And then after that got started, it got put on hold when we purchased a PNC agency, a home and auto insurance agency. And we got that up and going. And then right after that happened, not long, my dad retired. And so it's just never got off the ground, and the building's been sitting there. And just a couple of months ago, a little less than 2 months ago, a man called me and he said, I would really like to buy your building. And we got to talking more, and we actually agreed to trade buildings.
Hey, that's interesting.
And so we closed on it yesterday. We signed the paperwork. It's his new building is in our possession, and the what used to be the O'Reilly building is now in his possession. And he's going to go about doing renovations. And once those are completed, he will move from his building, and we'll move to what used to be his building. And so that's very exciting for us, and we're really looking forward to that.
So that's wonderful. So, you know, stay tuned on all the progress of that, you know, Skank Insurance being able to have a new home and to be able to continue to serve clients just like you do, just in a little bit different location eventually.
That's right.
So that is a wonderful, and, you know, I think people are really going to be able to take advantage of that, get some new space for you guys. It's just kind of a win-win, and it's funny how that worked out that, you know, his property was attractive enough for you to go ahead and do that trade there. You never know how something's going to work out.
So just for those of you that might not know, this is across from Daylight Donuts there in Independence at the Impact Aviation Building. And so if you're driving down Penn, it's incidentally right next door to AutoZone right there in Independence is where this building is located at.
Okay. And so, hey, that's a great location.
Yeah. Yeah. We're really looking forward to it, and really thankful for how it's ended up.
So I know that there's always details to be worked out, but do you have any time frame of when you maybe would like to be moved into the new building?
No, I'm not going to commit to any time frame.
I don't blame you.
Learn my lesson there. We are hoping within the next 6 months,
okay,
and possibly sooner, but we're just taking it one day at a time.
And around here, you know, with when we're trying to work on construction and, you know, any sort of thing like that, you never know.
That's right.
You never know how that's gonna work out.
That's right.
So well, that's wonderful.
Yeah, we're really excited about that.
Well, that's good. So it's nice that now, you know, we've gotten done with this big AEP time. You got a little more time, I'm sure, to work on some additional projects and that sort of thing. And you know, like we say, you know, you're helping people with all sorts of stuff year round. But this is like, you know, we've kind of compared it in the past to tax season, you know, for some of those accountants and everything. So this is a good time. What else?
So another thing is that there's another deadline coming up, and this is something we don't have as much traffic in, but that is for under 65 insurance. So people that are under 65 that don't have employer coverage, there is what's called ACA, or Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, some people call it, insurance that's available. And that is, window is closing December the 15th. So if you want coverage for January the 1st, you need to act by December the 15th. And so we're helping people enroll in that, for that coverage for under 65, whether it's for you only, you and a spouse, you and your family. And generally, if you have employer insurance available to you, you're supposed to get that. But there is a provision where if the employer insurance is so high priced that it's unaffordable, that you can get on ACA coverage. And so, or some people call it marketplace coverage. And so just keep that in mind. Some people say, well, I can get it at my wife's work or my husband's work, but it's so expensive to add a spouse. Then there's a provision where that can be attained for a more reasonable price usually. And so just keep that in mind. You can call our office, set up an appointment. We can look at your options and figure those options out for you.
Great reminder there, Charles. Well, how about we take a quick break, and we'll return with more on our Ask the Expert segment here on the Mighty 690. Back here on the Mighty 690 at 10:22, continuing our chat with Charles Skank of Skank Insurance. And Charles, you know, here we are. It's hard to believe, you know, we got the Christmas season going on. We've had a lot of parades. We still have a few kind of continuing here, but we're really in the thick of it. And I know that you have an event of interest to some of your clients at Skank Insurance.
That's right. This coming December the 14th, this coming Thursday, we have a client Christmas party. And we try to have this every year. We missed it with COVID, but we've had it set for several years in a row, and a lot of our clients look forward to it. And it's at 5:30 p.m. right there in Independence. There's a Bible Holiness Campground, right, what used to be College Avenue, close to ICC, and it's in the dining hall there. And so our clients, if you're a client listening and you did not get an invite, we sent out many, many invites. But if you did not get an invite that was not intentional, we have multiple lists of clients and multiple, and with our mail house, sometimes a mailer might get missed or might not make it to your mailbox. We want you to know if you're a client, you are invited. And all we'd ask is that you call our office at 620-331-8800. And put your name on the list so we can know to expect you.
Excellent. So what do we have going on in this party? Do we have some food? Do we have some activities? What do we got?
Yeah, we have a full meal and fixed by our own Judy Crumrine, who works in our office, who's been with us for over 10 years. And it's an outstanding meal. We have live music. We have a steel guitar. We're supposed to piano, guitar. And it'll be just a really nice evening. Nothing really heavy, no sales presentation or anything like that, just a celebration of Christmas and getting to see our clients, and it'll be a really good time.
Well, and what a wonderful opportunity. And I mean, to be honest, I don't know many companies that do something, you know, quite like this for your clients. So, you know, when you're with you guys, I mean, you seem to really try to take care of, you know, everyone who comes to you.
That's our goal. That's our goal, and we hope that our clients feel as appreciated as much as we appreciate them. We hope they experience that from us.
Well, wonderful. So one more time, can you give us the date and time and location for the folks who maybe want to write it down who didn't get to the first time?
So it's this coming Thursday, December the 14th at 5:30 p.m., and it's on what used to be College Avenue, right down from ICC, right there in Independence at the Bible Holiness Campground at the dining hall.
Excellent. Well, that's going to be a really good time. So nice that you're putting it on, and just another, you know, good event here as we go throughout the Christmas season. So that's great. So anything else you want to bring to our attention this morning, Charles?
So I would just encourage you, the people that are on Medicare, and as we've ended AEP and that's over, you might still have questions, and coming up in from January the 1st through March 31st is a time period. It's called OEP.
Oh.
Yeah. AEP is annual election period. OEP is open enrollment period.
Okay.
Which means that if you got on a plan that did not meet your expectations, and if you need to make a switch because of something that you did not anticipate, or maybe a doctor was not in network that you thought was in network, or a prescription cost significantly more than you were expecting, or whatever reason, you don't even have to have a great reason, whatever reason you choose, you can make a switch on your plan. And so you're not stuck in the plan that you are, that you're in for the next 12 months.
So this is kind of like our time when we want to return something to the store, if you will.
That's right.
Or do an exchange.
That's right. So I just want our clients and listeners to be aware that you're not necessarily stuck where you're at for the next 12 months.
Excellent. Well, I know we'll be talking about that on future shows, reminding folks on that stuff. So Charles, if people have any questions about anything we talked about this morning, where can we find you?
So our main office is at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence. And our phone number is 620-331-8800. Our website is skankinsurance.com. That's S-C-H-E-N-C-K, insurance.com. And we also have offices in Howard and Sedan.
Excellent, Charles. Well, I appreciate you stopping on by this morning. Hope you have a great weekend, and we'll chat again here next week.
Thank you, James. It's great to see you again, and have a great weekend.
Absolutely, you too. That is Charles Skank of Skank Insurance here on the Mighty 690 on our Ask the Expert segment. We do this each and every Friday at 8:10. An early bird edition of Open Line is next here on KGGF.